Let us establish, mashallah, some wonders of the Holy Quran as to how this is cure for the Muslims. If you can write this down, note these Madani pearls down, then surely note them down or record them if possible, inshallah. And try and follow these things. Look at the blessings of the Holy Quran. It has been mentioned that any dua that is made after reciting Surah Al-Fatiha 100 times will be accepted by Allah Azza wa Jalla. Furthermore, shaitan flees from the home in which Surah Al-Baqarah is recited. Number 3, whoever memorizes 10 verses of Surah Al-Kahf, he will remain secured from Dajjal. Whoever recites Ayatul Kursi frequently, he will be saved from poverty. Whoever goes to visit the graves of his parents, or either one of them, if his father or mother, either one of them have passed away, every Friday, and he recites Surah Yasin Sharif next to their graves, Allah will forgive. Allah will grant forgiveness for him in place of each of them. Allahu Akbar. For each letter, Allah will grant forgiveness to the parents and the one who has recited Surah Yasin Sharif. Furthermore, whoever recites Surah Al-Jathiyah and blows, meaning he makes dam on a person who is counting his last breath and is about to leave this world, meaning jo jaakani ki alam mein ho aur uske paas baith karke ye surah padhi jaye, Surah Jathiyah, then he will have a peaceful end. Allahu Akbar. Furthermore, dear viewers of the Madani channel, the one who recites Surah Al-Waqi'ah daily would never ever suffer starvation, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. The one who recites Surah Al-Waqi'ah, ise padhein, padhte rahein, you will never be muhtaj of anybody. You will never suffer starvation. Allah Azza wa Jal will provide for you from wherever, from His rahmah and mercy for you. You won't suffer starvation. Allahu Akbar. The one who recites Surah Mulk every night would be protected from the punishment of the qabr, the punishment and torment of the grave. Making dua for memorizing the Holy Quran by reciting Surah Al-Muddathir, memorizing the Quran will become easy. So recite Surah Al-Muddathir frequently and make dua for Allah that you want to by heart the Holy Quran. By the virtue of this surah, your ability of memorizing will be strengthened and you would be able to memorize the Holy Quran. Reciting Surah Al-Teen 3 times improves character and manners. Look at the blessings of the Holy Quran. Each surah has its own blessing. Each verse has its own blessing. Padhne se sawab bhi mil raha hai. Aur sirf sawab hi nahi mil raha hai, balki kaam bhi banta ja raha hai. Allahu Akbar. With whatever intention you read it, for permissible intentions that you have in your heart, that those intentions are being fulfilled and you will reach your murad, your maqsad, which we have in your heart if you are doing it for the right reasons. Furthermore, Surah Al-Humaza and Surah Al-Fil will protect a person from enemies. Agar aapke kai dushman ho to aap ye surah padhe inshallah, and by reciting Surah Al-Humaza and Surah Al-Fil you will be protected by your enemies. The one who recites Surah Quraysh will be cured from protection of life, meaning his livelihood in this world. He will be protected from his enemies in this dunya as well. Reciting Surah Al-Ma'un is very effective as well. And the one who frequently recites the surah, Allah Azza wa Jal will protect him from different types of difficulties and calamities. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Reciting Surah Al-Ikhlas is equal to 1/3 of the Holy Quran. And there are numerous virtues of only Surah Ikhlas Sharif. The one who recites Surah Falak and Surah Nas, he is protected from jinnat and different types of shayateen. Allah Azza wa Jal will protect him from people's jealousies and hasad as well. People who cast evil sightedness from nazar, he will be protected from that as well.